Onto the cloud. This is Alan Karpik with our Saturday chat and with Tom Dienhart. And we are going to be picking our phase two, part two of our all unsung men's basketball team, 1996 to 2020. So will be the date range. I want to thank our sponsors, and that of course is Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, East End Grill, who's now serving the restaurant is open to limited participation, but also East End Grill. I said East End Grill, but also Sixth Straight Dive doing the same thing. First Source Bank, Homefield Apparel, who's been a sponsor of ours in the apparel business, and of course, Charter's team Remax Ability Plus. And Tom, we got through the first week without any fist fights, that was a good thing. We're going to do a draft again this week and pick our team of three inside players, or three, and that may be subject to debate a little bit, and two guards or two backcourt players for our team. And again, because I'm the magnanimous guy that I am, I'm going to let you start, Tom, and you get to pick the first pick.
And next week, Alan, we're doing most valuable Purdue basketball managers ever, okay?
Oh, there you go.
Give me my first pick.
I think that
Ed Howard's number two.
Ed Howard's number two. I'm going to say that there are a lot of guys in there that I'll be on the third team. But I appreciate that. We look forward to that. So fire away.
Okay, my first pick. Can't believe it, Alan. This guy never made even third team All Big Ten, but Dakota Mathias, 2015 yeah. to 2018. He was at Purdue, of course, recent vintage. The Midwest Cowboy, I think he was affectionately dubbed, averaged 8 points a game during his career, Alan, was just, as you and the listeners know, was a terrific shooter, a great complement to the inside-outside game Purdue had in that era. And they won a lot of basketball games, Alan, as you know, brought home some Big Ten hardware too. Ohio kid, a beloved recent Boilermaker, 6'4", 200-pound Dakota Mathias. Give me him all day, catching, shooting, and swishing, Alan.
Yeah, he was a guy also, he started his career at Purdue. His first year had mono, had some illness, played in his freshman year. But love the way he turned into one of the best defenders in the Big Ten as well. And just a typical Matt Painter, Gene Katie type player. He fit in. Not a lot of people recruited him. I don't think Ohio State offered him. Obviously Ohio kid, but great pick there. And I think he is well-deserving. I'm going to go from that same era a little bit earlier, and I'm going to pick Rafael Davis as one of my inside players. He's an inside outside guy, can play in the backcourt too. Big Ten I know the all defensive team, I think it was the Big Ten defensive player of the year as well. But never made a first through third all Big Ten team, and I loved the way that Ray Davis played. Loved his leadership and the fact that he played his first 2 years very disappointing. The Boilermakers finished last in the league and then also was out of the tournament the other year, turned the program around, or had a lot to do with turning the program around. And like Dakota Mathias, he's the kind of guy you build teams with. And I think that Ray Davis is well deserving of that.
Yeah, character guy, hard worker, like you said, a classic Purdue Boilermaker and basketball player, cut from that vintage mold, as you alluded to, Alan. Okay, number two for me, one of my all-time faves. Got a chance to speak with this gentleman within the last few months. Alan, I'm going with Ogden Dunes, Indiana's own, the Oregon State transfer, the Andrean 59er, Carson Cunningham. Okay. We've talked about him. I know he could get out of control, play with a little bit of lack of discipline, shall we say. But just a fun player, brought a lot of energy, just a frenetic talent. He could work off the dribble, Alan. He could penetrate, he could pass, and he could also shoot a little bit. Played 3 years at Purdue from 99 to 2001. Averaged almost 10 points during his Purdue tenure, Alan. Averaged 11 points his second year on campus. Of course, he famously was part of that Purdue team that reached the Elite Eight in March of 2000, right? And they got beat by Wisconsin. Oh boy, I'll never forget watching that game and being highly disappointed. But nonetheless, Carson was part of that team, a fun Purdue player, of course. As we know, he's gone on to some big things post-Purdue. He's sort of a renaissance man. You know that, Alan. A history major, was a professor at DePaul. Has about 20 kids, I think, Alan. Wife who played volleyball at Purdue. And now, of course, the head basketball coach, I believe, Incarnate Word in San Antonio, Texas, which is going to come play in Mac Arena this year. So give me Carson Cunningham in my backcourt for my second pick.
Love Carson Cunningham, a guy that I knew only because a guy I worked with used to babysit Carson Cunningham growing up, really wanted to come to Purdue, but he also, you know, at the time he was recruited, was interested in Duke, didn't get the offer, went to Oregon State, scored a lot. It took some adjustment time for him to come here. Gene Cady and him didn't always match, and now they are the best of friends, so to speak. And Carson really was a huge part of that 2000 team that went to the Elite Eight. He played extremely well, brought that balance, I think, in that backcourt when you had those seniors with Cornell and Mike Robinson and certainly Greg McQuay and Brian Cardinal. He was a balanced guy with that, and just a, you know, very, very skilled guy. And I always say this about my favorite memory of Carson Cunningham was actually his first year where he didn't play that much. He went off for about a 5-minute period against Valparaiso. I think he scored like 14 points. It reminded me of the days of Rick Mount. He was just throwing shots in all over the place and really was an excellent guy and a great cerebral guy, like you said. So I like that pick, a guy I definitely had on my list as well. I'm going to not make the same mistake that I made last week in terms of not having enough shooters. And I'm going to go with Ryan Klein as my next pick. And there are a lot of guys in there that could be on this list. But I needed a shooter, and I like Ryan very much as a guy that can come in and do the job. He put on one of the great performances in Purdue basketball history in the Sweet 16 game against Tennessee in the second half. Not honored by first and second team All Big Ten, though I know Brian Newbert picked him, I think, on his team when he voted. But this is a guy that was a solid player for 4 years, a lights-out shooter.
Yeah, very good choice. Carmel, Indiana's own Ryan Klein. Alan, for my third pick, you mentioned him in your last spiel. And going inside this time, just a 2-year player at Purdue, Greg McQuay.
Ah, good one. Yeah.
Was Gary's brother, the late Gary McQuay. Gary, Indiana natives. Greg matriculated to a junior college out of high school from Gary. Came to Purdue, played, 99, 2000? For 98, 99, I think, 99, 2000 seasons. 6'7", 215.
Yeah, 2 years, that's right.
And just the 2 years. Averaged almost 10 points, 9.4 points per game during his tenure in West Lafayette, Allen. Averaged 10 his first year on campus. Just a real blue-collar guy. Did a lot of the dirty work down low for Purdue, rebounded, got putbacks, hustled, played defense. The kind of guy every team needs. Played bigger, I thought, Alan, than a 6'7", 215-pound listed height and weight in the program. A guy I think, time has probably forgotten, but certainly not in my memory, was a key player. And, again, he was part of that team along with Carson Cunningham. That reached the Elite Eight. I think it was in Albuquerque, wasn't it?
That's right. That's right.
Off of the Badgers. So I got Greg McQuay penciled in inside. So that gives me Dakota Mathias, Carson Cunningham, and Greg McQuay so far, Alan.
All right. I'm going to have with mine Ray Davis and Ryan Klein. I'll join that with an interesting pick. I'm really struggled with this one. Need another inside player. And, you know, it's interesting about Greg McCoy. I went one note about him. You know, obviously Purdue played a little bit smaller with that team. They did have John Allison that came in off the bench, a guy that also would be considered on our all unsung team as well on our list. But Greg was a guy that a great artist also, phenomenal artist, and a guy that just got the job done. Very different player than his brother. Brother was left-handed. Gary, a little more athletic, or liked to run the floor a little bit more. Greg was, like you said, a very good blue-collar guy. I'm really struggling with this pick. There are a lot of choices here. I don't want to divulge my draft board here too much to you. I'm going to pick Matt Kiefer. And that is a tough one because you've got some other guys in there, but Matt is a averaged nearly 10 points. He did average a senior, 12 points a game, eight rebounds, yes, in Matt Painter's first year as head coach. And Matt was just a solid player, could shoot the basketball, could play inside, played overseas for 5 years, and just a good team player. Obviously, one of the few guys we did a story on him about being an engineer and being a guy that has gone on to do some things in the business world, but a rarity in terms of being an engineer and having that academic background. But I'm going to pick Matt Kiefer on my team, and a guy that I think made a very good impact. Didn't play on his great teams in his junior and senior years, but he did play in the NCAA tournament early on, but he was a solid scorer for Purdue.
Good choice, Alan. Boy, may I give your squad the early lead in academic heft with that
pick. Yeah, I'm looking for that.
The engineer, the rare basketball engineer major. So, yeah, good choice there, buddy. Okay, my fourth pick, I'm going to go with Lewis Jackson.
Oh, love that, yeah.
From Decatur, Illinois, 5'9", 165-pounder. Got to campus in the fall of 2008. I was a key player for 4 years, Alan. He started 104 of 121 games in West Lafayette. Averaged 7.3 points during his tenure, 10.4 his final season. Played on some very good teams, as you very well know. Got to play with some of those beloved Boilermakers in the early Matt Painter era, Robbie Hummel, you know, Jawan Johnson, Etuan Moore. But Lewis Jackson, of course, was that diminutive point guard who sort of made things go for Purdue. Could penetrate, drive, and dish, and could hit the occasional shot as well. Wasn't really a great shooter, but more of a distributor and a guy who facilitated, made those around him better. So Lewis Jackson's going to be the quarterback of my team, Alan.
Yeah, love Lewis Jackson's heart. I can remember a game against Michigan State where I think he had 20 points, just driving to the basket constantly. He could get to the rack at 5'9", as well as any player. And I would put him in on the short list of guy, the fastest Purdue players in the backcourt, with guys like Brandon McKnight, Carson Edwards, certainly Lewis Jackson, just flat out speed in the backcourt, and very, very hard for defenders. He was great, very good defensively, but also hard for guys to handle off the jump, off the dribble. Extremely good player and a quality team player, certainly during his time at Purdue. I like that pick very much. All right, I'm on to my fourth pick, right? I've got Matt Kiefer. I've got Ray Davis. I've got Ryan Klein. This is another one that I'm really struggling with between two guys. And I'm going to pick Keaton Grant and as my pick. And again, I'm not going to divulge who I didn't pick. We'll see if you pick him. Keaton, a guy that was very good defender, shot the ball at times very well. At times he struggled, but he was kind of a guy that could do some things inside and outside. And a guy that, really blended in well to, he was the guy that was a carryover with the Baby Boilers, but and Chris Kramer, obviously, as well. Guys that were an ability to have that chance to play and make a huge contribution from that, from that kind of unsung role. Scored over 1,000 points at Purdue, and I like Keaton Grant as a guy that you can build your team around.
Very good choice there, Alan. Well, I'm sort of torn between a couple guys here. Like you, I shall keep my draft board a secret. I can't tip my hand here, but this is going to be the final pick. Front court player. Again, to recap, I've got Dakota Mathias, Carson Cunningham, Greg McQuay, Lewis Jackson, and Allen rounding out my starting five. I'm going to go with Rodney Smith of Indianapolis, Indiana.
Good one.
Probably could have played football with that 6'6", 230-pound physique. Rodney scored almost 900 points while he was on campus. 7.6 scoring average. Again, a big, tough guy, a strong guy who could rebound. And, again, you know, could shoot a little bit too, Allen. He hit 34 three-pointers his last year, 35 as a junior. But, again, he was an inside guy. Again, 6'6", sort of a banger. Another blue-collar guy, a hard worker. And, you know, he didn't play on some great teams late in his career, but, you know, he was a guy I think that was probably underappreciated and time is sort of forgotten. So I've got Rodney Smith rounding out my my underrated Purdue team from, what, 95 to today. And you're going to have a hard time containing Rodney Smith, Allen.
Yeah, very good skilled player, and a guy that certainly was a key role player also and came to the fore, played very well in the NCAA tournament as a sophomore in 2000, and really did a good job for Gene Cady's team. And then was it Pike High School, right? And as well, and he, you know, did his career didn't end maybe as strong as he would have liked, as the team in 2002 struggled. But a good pick there, a good athlete. All right, I'm going to pick my last pick, and this will be will get some people's attention, I suppose. But I can't pass up Matt Harms in that position because I just say, and maybe I'm doing it a little bit on potential, and he might make an all-conference team next year playing for BYU. But a guy that with that size, that flexibility, and if he's healthy – hard guy not to pass up. He just would blend in well with the way my team comes together. And that, of course, is, you know, when you look at the fact that I have Ryan Klein, a shooter. I've got Keaton Grant, who can shoot the ball but can also defend. Ray Davis, Matt Kiefer, and, of course, Matt Harms. That rounds out my team. But I think this was where our conversation will get interesting because of some of the people that were on our list that are well-deserving of making this list that didn't make it. But I'll pick my last pick as Matt Harms.
Yeah, that's a great choice. I probably should have grabbed the big fella too. And like you said, it's always such a tantalizing talent. You know, my goodness. With that length, the ability to run, the athleticism, the coordination, Allen, for a guy of that size, he was also developing a shot, could play facing the basket. I mean, it seemed like he had NBA written all over him. I know he has his critics, maybe not the toughest guy in the world, not the most physical, but my goodness, it seems like there's a lot of skill, a lot of talent to work with when you're talking about Matt Harms. So, yeah, two pretty stellar teams, I think. 10 guys who certainly – could have merited some type of all Big Ten recognition during their careers, but of course didn't get it. And Allen, I guess just the time you want to talk about some guys that.
Yeah, let's give me two or three that were at top of your list. The one that I had is really intriguing that I'm sure you had in your list, but go ahead, fire away.
PJ Thompson.
Yeah.
That was a guy I probably should have put on. PJ, I think, was a 3-year starter, Allen.
Yeah.
And boy, what's some. Talk about playing on a lot of good teams. PJ was perfect for those teams he was on with Vince Edwards and Isaac Haas and company and Carson Edwards. Could, you know, little guy could catch and shoot. He could penetrate a little bit as well. So, of course, PJ is still on campus working with Matt Painter as a GA. Just a great guy to talk to. He's one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Very accommodating individual, good person.
Great team guy, too. Great guy to build teams around. I mean, you got to give Purdue credit for able. You know, he was a late signee, and Matt Painter deciding to take him, he was just the right fit for what he needed. His brother, I think, will prove to be the same way in his time at Purdue. But didn't mean to.
John Allison's a guy.
Yeah.
6'11 guy. Had a solid career. was a good Big Ten player. DJ Bird, another one of those guys who could seemingly shoot from half court, Alan.
Sixth man of the year, too, in the Big Ten, if you remember that. And it's hard to leave him off. And he would get hot at certain times. Boy, one game up in Minnesota, I think he had 6 or 7 threes in a row. He again, really hard to leave DJ off the list as well.
I love the fact down he's a North Montgomery Chart. Anybody who's driven by North Mont on 231 just outside of Crawfordsville can appreciate to think, my goodness, a Big Ten basketball player came from North Montgomery High School. I think that's great. I love it.
Yeah, I think he would be on an all – if you just pick 10 guys, he would be on there and how you fit your team together. And, again, I have a little bit of remorse on that. A couple of my guys, one-year wonders to some extent – John Octius, you talk to guys and talk about a guy that really not only the famous dunk against Indiana, but he was a great defender, really developed into a very strong one-year transfer player that really made a difference for Matt Painter. I loved him as a player. We kind of wish you had more of him around. I thought that another one that in the front court, it's still at Purdue, Brandon Brantley, definitely deserves some consideration. A starter for 2 or 3 years, a very good role player, had his moments, had some big games at Purdue, certainly. He would have been right on my list. Also a guy that Purdue fans haven't forgotten, Grady Eifert, 1 year. If you talk about a guy that was the ultimate unsung hero, it probably would be him. He's hard to keep off a team. And I just by the way he played last year and the way he fit in. I like the fact that you mentioned John Allison. I think Nemanja Callison also, another one that came in and did a good job, was a very good role player, but just not, maybe not quite to the level of what we need. And he wasn't around long enough too, wasn't a 4-year player, but, and there, I'm sure guys we missed, we always seem to figure that out after the fact, but you know, we had Justin Jennings, who you mentioned last week, who could have qualified for this team. Alan Eldridge, also another guard that played, started for a couple of years for Gene Cady and company, really good role players and guys that contributed to the program in a starting role.
Couple last two for me, Alan. Ryan Smith, Toledo, yes, Ohio, and Maynard Lewis from Terre Haute, Indiana. Now Maynard was a guy who, scored, averaged almost 10 points each of his last 2 years. So a couple other guys that I considered as well.
Brandon McKnight too, another one of those speed guys. When I talked about the fastest guys in the backcourt with Carson Edwards and Lewis Jackson, Brandon McKnight belongs in that role. Another guy that certainly you could have thought of in that role as an unsung guy. Teams did not have great success. So he did play very well in the 2003. NCAA tournament, another very solid player. So yeah, there are probably some ones we missed, but let's recap our teams. You go through yours one more time and I'll do mine.
Okay, Alan, starting for Tom Dienhart's underrated Boilermaker team, 95 to date, Dakota Mathias, Carson Cunningham, Greg McQuay, Lewis Jackson, and Rodney Smith. Try topping that, buddy. Let's go.
I don't know that I can. I got in my backcourt, Keaton Grant and Ryan Klein, two guys I think that would mesh well back there. Ray Davis, Rafael Davis, forward Matt Kiefer, also a forward from Evansville. Ray Davis, one of the better Big Ten defenders, an all Big Ten level defender, certainly. And I like the fact that Matt Harms also, I think, would round out my team well. We've got some interesting guys, some people that certainly, if you're a Purdue basketball fan, bring back some fond memories.
But looking, Alan, I don't have a lot of size on my team. I may get crushed on the boards here. And again, looking a little closer too, I don't have a ton of perimeter skill, shall I say. So I'm going to have to make this a low scoring game. Play some good defense and rebound and hustle if I want to beat you, I think.
Well, I've got a 6'10 guy in Kiefer and a 7'3-ish guy in Matt, and certainly in Matt Harms, and hopefully a Ray Davis that can could blend that out. But yeah, it would be an interesting game. The men of Mackey, this would be a good group to have if you were doing that. So, all right, we'll come up with something good for next week as well. We did our unsung football guys, and we probably should have done, and we may break that out a little bit. We'll come up with something good for next week as well. But we appreciate you listening. Yes, sir.
All time greatest kickers.
That we could do that. We could pick the, and then we put punters and place kickers together. And I like that one. Like, well, that's obscure, and we'll do that. I know you got Jonathan Briggs. You're gonna in your first pick because he's a high school classmate or high school. We both went to West Lafayette High School, so we know Jonathan. But I think Travis Doerr should be hard to not.
He'd be the guy. You know, he'd be the first pick if anybody went first. There's no doubt.
All right, we'll look at that for next week. All right, I want to thank our sponsors, and of course that is Follett's and Purdue Federal Credit Union. East End Grill, 60th Street Dive. Both those restaurants are still now having in-room dining, so to speak. And then, of course, Remax, our Charters Team Remax Ability Plus, First Source Bank, and Home Field Apparel, we're looking forward to putting some merchandise lines together with them. And of course, we want to remind people that around the state of Indiana, if you're looking for great care at Arnie's, all the Arnie's restaurants are open, and Bruno's as well here in West Lafayette, Smee's Place in north side of Indianapolis, all sponsors that have been really good to us. So Tom, have a great week. We'll look forward to doing this again. This will be our Saturday chat for another week. And we have a lot of fun doing this, but appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Alan. Be good. Thanks for watching, everybody.
All right. Thank you.